You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Guided Collective podcast. As always, I am so thrilled to be in your ears. I know I happen to start every week with a number of you, so I love it. I love that we're spending this time together. I am particularly excited for today's episode because I can finally share with you more about my next book, which is now currently available for pre-order, and it's due to hit shelves of all good bookstores in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK from May 4th. Don't worry, if you're international, you can still order it online. I'm going to add all of those links in the show notes. So what is it? Without any further delay, it's my pleasure to officially introduce you to Asking for a Friend, Answers from the Universe to Life's Big Questions. Now, this book is the result of some 13 plus years answering questions for thousands of people around the globe in my time as a professional psychic. And no matter the questions, and no matter what our differences are, we all ultimately ask the same big questions of life. When will I find love? What happens when we die? Why do bad things happen to good people? How do I go on? As a psychic, I have heard just about every curly question there is. And so Asking for a Friend provides answers from the realm of spirit with, I hope, a side dose of hope, comfort, and gentle guidance to those of you navigating challenging times. This is the ultimate spiritual FAQ, bringing together answers to the most commonly asked questions that I have received over at least the past decade. From dealing with losing someone you love or a relationship breakdown to how to navigate the very uncertain times we are currently experiencing, including the current climate crisis and other world-altering events, Asking for a Friend serves up bite-sized wisdom for life's biggest questions. Now, this book came to me well before I knew I needed to write it. Back in February of 2020, my publisher and I were out sharing a meal and talking about what I might like to write next. And she suggested a book such as this. This sort of Q&A style book featuring on a broad cross-section of all of the questions I've been asked. Now, if you notice that time frame, it was only a few short weeks later that our whole world went into a global lockdown with the COVID-19 pandemic. And suddenly, I was being asked more questions than ever before. In fact, I had never been so busy with one-to-one work, in my programs, in my events. And so suddenly this book seemed to make far more sense to me than it had just a few weeks prior in my initial conversation with my publisher. And so Spirit knew this book was needed before I did. And my publisher. Now, as 2020 went on, and I too lived out my own personal experience of 2020 and living in that pandemic, I was asking some pretty big questions of my own. And so here I am writing a book, answering big questions and asking them myself. And it became very clear to me that I needed to refocus my efforts, not on answering questions for friends, but by teaching my friends how to answer them for themselves. Of course, if you've been following along here on the podcast or with my work for some time, you know I have since closed my personal readings, although I do still take some VIP and mentor clients, and those details are still available on helenjacobs.co. You know, as I've closed down that portion of my work and frankly my life, it's really allowed me to refocus my efforts on my first business love, the Little Sage. And so this is where I share the tools to reconnect with your inner guidance so that you can ask these questions and receive answers of your own. Asking the right questions led me to make major life changes. And I do firmly believe if we not only ask the right questions, but we also answer them from the right source, we can all make big life changes in accordance with our own path and purpose. So, in the pages of Asking for a Friend are a smattering of Q&As on all the big topics my clients have loved to focus on over the years. Work, love, death, families, the state of our world, plus much, much, much more. But I've also included a range of journal prompts at the end of each chapter. So you can actually not just see how I would answer the question on behalf of the world of spirit, or more correctly, how spirit would answer these questions, but ultimately so that you can start answering them yourself. And in case that's not enough, I even created a special bonus companion download for every reader that includes more resources, tools, and tips that I couldn't fit into the book. I was very fortunate to have some brilliant early readers of an advanced copy of Asking for a Friend, and they had such kind words to say. The manifesting maven, Jordana Levin, who is also the best-selling author of Make It Happen, had this to say: "Guidance of the highest caliber for every burning question you ever had. I loved this book." And my dear friend Cassie Mendoza-Jones, who is the author of You Are Enough, said, "I love everything Helen writes. Asking for a Friend is imbued with a sense of renewed energy, confidence, and importantly, hope. A gift to bookshelves the world over." Which is so sweet. And then there was also some sweet feedback from Bonnie Sveen, an actor and producer perhaps best known for her role as Ricky Sharp on Home and Away. She said, "Asking for a Friend is warm, kind, at times hilarious, and loaded with the guidance we need to deepen our understanding of ourselves. Certain gems within hit me like a lightning bolt to the heart. This is an important read for anyone who identifies as a light worker or wants to be their best selves in deeply destabilizing times." And so, friends, it is my deepest hope that all the questions I have ever asked on behalf of all of the friends, which is you, this dear, sweet community, and all of the clients who I've had the pleasure of serving over the past 13 or so years, that all of these questions may now serve many more of you in a way that I, as just one little psychic, could never, ever manage to reach on my own. I hope that no matter what question may be swirling for you, asking for a friend may be a starting point, a psychic in your pocket. So I know that I can no longer answer these questions for you. And so having this in this book allows that my real work in the world is just getting started, as I commit most fully to helping all of you, my friends, to answer your big life questions yourself. Because you are ultimately your own best friend and your own best guide. So, the links to pre-order are, of course, in the show notes. And if it's easier, you will find everything you need at helenjacobs.co. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.